Columbus has trusted Atlas Butler for heating and cooling since 1921. They didn't start out doing plumbing because home plumbing wasn't really a thing yet. Yeah, they've been around a while.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
Work.
Good evening, I'm Jacob Reimer. The Columbus Blue Jackets are in need of some outside help in order to find their way into the playoffs, starting tonight in Philadelphia, where the Flyers are hosting the Carolina Hurricanes. The CBJ will need the Flyers to lose in regulation tonight, and then again tomorrow night against the Canadiens. If both of those happen, the Blue Jackets will play in a do-or-die game tomorrow against the Washington Capitals at Nationwide Arena. Ohio State head coach Ryan Day said today that other than a couple of drives, Saturday's spring game will be full tackling outside of the quarterbacks. For the Buckeye basketball team, a fifth player from last year's team has entered their name into the transfer portal. That coming from sophomore Matthew Grujicic. He only appeared in six games last season. And the Reds today traded infielder Christian Encarnacion Strand to the Orioles in exchange for cash considerations. This update sponsored by BMI Federal Credit Union, voted best credit union for the past 8 years in a row by CBUS Top Picks. Visit BMIFCU.org to learn more.
Field. This is the Buckeye Roundtable Show presented by Burger King and brought to you statewide by the American Dairy Association Mideast and Cova Insurance, Window Nation, and by your Central Ohio Toyota dealers on the Ohio State Sports Network presented by the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center, the team physicians for Ohio State Athletics. Now here's your host, Skip Mossick.
And hi again, everybody. Welcome into another Buckeye Roundtable Show as spring football wraps up this week for Ohio State. Spring game is Saturday at noon. Of course, all the action right here on the Ohio State Sports Network. Lots to get into tonight. Skip Mossick, once again, in for Brandon Beam this week. Jacob Reimer producing as always. Reimer, are you a spring game guy?
Yeah, I am a little bit. I find it a little entertaining here at this time of year. Just the city getting in back into football season a little bit, getting that taste of what football is and gets you excited for next year.
It's amazing what the spring game has become at Ohio State. You know, back in the day, it was just, you know, somewhat of an organized practice. There were no tickets. Fans got in if they wanted to with a canned food item. We didn't start broadcasting it ourselves until mid to the late 80s. And then it became a pretty big thing, especially when the weather was nice. I mean, some years it wasn't. Some years was horrible. We can tell you stories. You know, my old partner, you know, Dom Tiberi from our, you know, TV sister station, WBNS-TV in Columbus, he and I were doing pregame in the south end zone, and it was like snowing sideways. And so there was like nobody there that day.
Well, hey, that's the Ohio weather for you.
And then again, 75 or 80, we've seen it almost sold out. So unbelievable how that thing has just absolutely just exploded in popularity. A lot of it is based on the weather. We'll chat with Paul Keels about spring game memories and also hear from Coach Ryan Day and Jim Lachey later in the hour as well. And as the Buckeyes wrap up their spring football, we'll chat with Tim Streed of the Ohio High School Athletic Association in regards to spring football at the high school level. What's permitted, what is not here in Ohio, as other spring sports are in full swing right now across the state. So Tim will join us later in the hour. We'll also talk some college basketball as we're a week removed from the national championship game, which means transfer portals are being hit really by everybody. A couple of additions already for Ohio State and another subtraction earlier today as well, Reimer, as far as Ohio State.
Yeah, that'd be Matthew Grujicic. And I was big on him coming into last year, but they couldn't really figure it out. Only played in six games this year. So tough to see for that, but that's what the transfer portal is. There's already so many players in it. Yeah.
We'll visit with Adam Jardy of the Columbus Dispatch, plus a little schedule update as the season opener is now set. We know the Buckeyes will face BYU in Salt Lake City in early November. And again, as the baseball Buckeyes won another Big Ten series over the weekend, taking 2 of 3 from Penn State, we'll hear from Coach Justin Hare. The Bucks wrap up a long homestand Wednesday with Marshall before hitting the road coming up this weekend at Purdue. Again, the Ohio State spring game is this Saturday at Ohio Stadium. Our network coverage will begin at 11:45 a.m. Tickets are available at OhioStateBuckeyes.com. Coming up, we will hear from Coach Ryan Day in our spring football sound-off as tonight's Buckeye Roundtable show continues.
More of Buckeye Roundtable presented by Burger King coming up on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful, gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Archie Griffin, two-time Heisman Trophy winner. The right coverage can be a game changer, both on and off the court. That's why Encova Insurance and their local independent agents are prepared for what's next and protect what matters most to you. Whether that's your home, car, business, or family, Encova's got your back with a policy that fits you perfectly. With local independent agents in your neighborhood and innovative insurance products that can be tailored to fit your unique needs, Encova's playbook is an easy win for your peace of mind. Basketball is full of challenging shots, and life can be too. With Encova, you don't have to do it alone. Your expert agent will guide you and provide insurance solutions so you can confidently manage your risk and count on a financially secure future. For auto, home, and business insurance, you want Encova on your team. Visit Encova.com today to find an agent near you. Encova is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Go Bucks!
Toyota gives you the power of choice with the stylishly affordable Toyota Corolla. Now through May 4th, get 4.99 APR financing on a new 26 Corolla or Corolla Hybrid. Excludes GR and Corolla Cross models. Or lease a new gas-powered Corolla LE for $209 a month for 36 months with $36.99 due at signing. With approved credit through TFS, tax, title, and license extra. Call 1-888-36-TOYOTA for details or go to toyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
American Electric Power is a proud sponsor of Buckeyes Care.
Hi, I'm Janelle Coleman with American Electric Power. At AEP, we're proud to support our communities, powering progress and creating opportunities every day. Our partnership with Buckeyes Care reflects a shared commitment to uplifting Central Ohio through service, connection, and care. Together, we are building a brighter future for everyone we serve.
For over 37 years, Buckeye Nation has known Hyde Park Prime Steakhouse for serving the best steaks in the city. Our thick-cut, aged steaks are a staple in Columbus, with three locations in Upper Arlington, Dublin, and downtown. And just like the Buckeyes, we strive for excellence and an experience like no other. Hyde Park is proud to introduce the newly added wine room at our downtown Columbus location, where a new elegance in dining surrounds you, creating the ideal setting for any occasion or the perfect night out. Hyde Park is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Go Bucks!
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. This is the Ohio State Sports Network, presented by the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center, the team physicians for Ohio State athletics.
Welcome back, everyone, into tonight's Buckeye Roundtable Show, presented by Burger King, where you rule. Skip Mossick in for Brandon Beam again this week. The Ohio State football spring game preview show is Thursday night from 6 to 7 p.m. Paul Keels and Jim Lachey will be joined by Coach Ryan Day, a couple of assistants and more as they get you set for Saturday's spring game. That is the spring game preview show Thursday night here on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
It's time now for Buckeye Roundtable's Ohio State football spring sound-off.
And Coach Ryan Day met with the media earlier today. Coach's comments are presented by Kroger. And we'll start with what everybody wants to talk about, and that is, what is Coach's plan for Saturday's spring game?
Yeah, we'll do a game. Probably have a drive or two that will be thud, where we'll be tackling and playing a full game. So, you know, we're excited about that. I think it's a great opportunity because of our numbers to let guys get out there and play in front of a good crowd. It sounds like we're going to have a good crowd, and you know, for 51 of our new guys. Now, I guess not all of them will be participating because a couple of guys will be dinged up, but that'll be their first time playing, you know, in front of a crowd. So, you know, great. Opportunity for all of them to grade out and finish off their spring the right way. And that's, you know, we've been grading every practice and really evaluating every practice. So I know that they want to finish this last week strong.
And again, the weather dictates a lot, expecting a big crowd out there on Saturday at Ohio Stadium. Coach Day on what he wants to see in the spring game.
No, just another, point of evaluation on all the guys is really what it would be. You know, You know, listen, the running backs, you know, probably won't have, you know, three of those guys out there. Maybe probably not four of them. You know, Turbo is probably not going to make it. Legend's probably not going to make it. So we're down running backs. So, you know, we'll have to throw the ball some, which is good for the quarterbacks to get the ball out of their hand and see how they handle the environment. And then, you know, get a chance to see the ball with, you know, the wide receivers and see what those guys do. And then pass rush and pass protection. And so it'll probably be some of that. Not that we won't run the ball, but with those guys down, you probably won't get as much of that. So, but just to see how guys respond in that environment will be the biggest thing.
It was interesting last year. You had some schools cancel their spring games. And Coach Day was asked about the value of still playing it.
When we entered last year, coming off of the late season, you know, finish, you know, we finished on the 20th and then spring ball was right around the corner. But what you realize is these guys coming out of high school really need to play. They haven't played at this level, and it's a big jump for all of them. So they need it. There are guys, however, that have played, you know, 500 or 1,000 more snaps. And so those guys really don't need that as much. But there's a lot of guys on the team that do. And so now that there's only one portal and you pretty much know what your team is at this point, it allows you enough players to get out there and actually, you know, scrimmage. And we need to do that. So that's what we're going to do. But we'll also be smart and make sure we're not putting guys who will put a whole bunch of football out there, you know, and risk any type of injury. But you know, some of these guys do need to play, and then it gives us some feedback going into the preseason on how guys are, or we can expect them to perform when they go into games.
And that one portal is huge, because if you recall, that's why some canceled theirs last year. They didn't want to risk losing guys after having a spring game. All right, as far as on the field, a lot to talk about. Ohio State offensive coordinator Arthur Smith, Coach Day, on how different is the language under Coach Smith's offense.
There was a lot of, you know, terminology, you know, on both sides that we've sort of put together on this, whether it's formations or concepts. But, you know, he brings a different perspective to the table. And I think being reflective in the off season, you know, once you've been here going on 10 years, you certainly know what you know, and that's good. But there's a lot of different ways to do things. And I felt like it was the right time to allow Arthur to come in and sort of, you know, give his perspective on the offense, about where you know, he can see it going, and then, you know, we're going to come together after the spring, start to, you know, put more and more things that he's done, more and more things that we've gotten together, and really try to shape this out based on our personnel. But his opinion is very important to me, because he is coming from a different perspective. Now, that being said, you know, the West Coast route tree and things, and the way he does things is familiar to me, just because, you know, when I was in the NFL and worked with some of the different coaches I've been with growing up, a lot of the things that he's done, you know, we see it the same way. We talk the same language when it comes from that tree. But over the years, you know, the West Coast offense has sort of, everyone just sort of gone off into different directions with it. And so he has his sort of variation of it. And so do we. But, you know, I think everybody's input in the room will be important. And then ultimately, we're going to do what the players can do best. And that's the number one thing that we got to focus on. We're going to finish up this week and then put the cut-ups together and then figure out how we're going to attack the summer.
And we'll get to hear from Arthur Smith coming up Thursday night during our spring game preview show with Paul and Jim. All right, as far as guys on the field, Coach Ryan Day on quarterback Julian Sands' improvement.
As a quarterback coach, always want more. That being said, you do feel a lot of progress being made in the huddle, in particular, the way that he can you know, get us in and out of plays, the way he operates the offense, the way he communicates in the huddle at the line of scrimmage is excellent. But we always want more. So we're always going to keep driving at it, because there's so many more things that we got to get better at. But there's definitely improvement each practice.
The one guy everybody wants to hear from, always asked about as well, is Jeremiah Smith. Coach Ryan Day on Smith finding his voice.
Well, Jeremiah, you know, as you guys know, is sort of a man of few words, but he's found his voice more and more. And I've noticed the last few practices, even when the twos and the threes are in there, he's near the huddle. He's listening to the call. He's encouraging them. He's coaching them. You know, he's there. And, you know, leaders have to be felt. Leaders have to be heard. And that's just how it goes. And he's making a conscious effort to do that. And I think the guys see that. What he's always done since he stepped in this building is he's practiced really hard and set an example of discipline and how you practice. And when your best players are your hardest workers, it gives you a chance to build a culture. He's done that for sure, like with a giant check mark from the day he walked in until just his practice today. I think where he's really working on is, you know, being felt and heard in terms of, you know, encouraging guys, pushing guys, being that leader, and having an impact and having a connection with the guys. And he's definitely made an effort. You can see it. And so we're going to need that.
And one thing you often heard about last year after the season with Jeremiah Smith and transfer portal, all kinds of offers that were out there. Some said $10 million were offered to transfer. Coach Day, on that, and what's crazy to him right now about college football?
Yeah, I'm not sure what crazy is anymore. Yeah. You know, people say crazy, people say Wild West, people say a lot of things, and I agree with what everybody's saying. It's a challenging time, but we're trying to figure it all out. And, you know, this is unprecedented times for sure. There's no question about it. And so we're not going to change our philosophy. We want to recruit great high school players, develop them, and then retain them. And a big part of that is the sphere of influence. And, you know, in particular with Jeremiah, when you talk about his family, when you talk about his agent, when you talk about he keeps it really tight, there's great trust there. And to me, that gives you a chance to sort through some of these difficult times. You know, that's it. And so we have to make sure that we stay focused on that. When we bring people into the building, that we still focus on that part of it. The player and the student athlete is very, very important, but who surrounds them is just as important nowadays.
It's amazing. Back in the day, football coach just coached football, basketball coaches just coached basketball. Now it's constant revolving door. The transfer portal is a way of life, no matter the sport.
Yeah, it's all over the place right now. It's how things have gone. It's not what I was expecting with what NIL has become, but it's a completely different monster now.
Coach's comments were presented by Kroger. Kroger Pickup is the easy way to get what you want right when you need it. Try Kroger Pickup today in the Kroger app or at Kroger.com. And speaking of the portal, it's a busy time for college basketball regarding the portal. We'll visit with Adam Jardy of the Columbus Dispatch later this hour about that. But up next, more on spring football with the voice of the Buckeyes, Paul Keels, in our College Football Pulse. Big Daddy joins us next as the Buckeye Roundtable show continues.
You're listening to Buckeye Roundtable, presented by Burger King, on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
Hey, Ohio State fans, are you looking to score big with your home equity? Union Home Mortgage will help you unlock the value of your home and fund the promises you've made to yourself and your family. If you need to pay off debt, have home improvements, or whatever your family needs are, visit UHM.com and score financial freedom with Union Home Mortgage, the official home lending sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Union Home Mortgage Corp is an equal housing opportunity lender and MLS number 2229.
There's one medical team in Central Ohio skilled enough to care for your favorite Ohio State team and Buckeyes everywhere. The Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center is your choice for the most highly specialized orthopedic and sports medicine care. Our surgeons, physicians, and physical therapists have access to the most advanced treatments and innovative recovery approaches to get you back in your game. Because on or off the field, our team is your team. The choice for your orthopedic care is clear.
Ready?
It doesn't matter if you're playing hard or working hard. Your workout only works out if you recover right. Chocolate milk helps you recover for what comes next. It's delicious and contains the right mix of protein and carbs to help refuel exhausted muscles. From biking to bench presses, milk's protein helps you build lean muscle and gain more from your workouts.
Ready? Recover. Repeat. Brought to you by the American Dairy Association Mideast, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
AEP Energy wants to know if you're ready to say goodbye to higher rates and hello to savings. Get your energy costs under control by locking in a fixed rate for your electricity supply. You'll lower your bills and get price protection from rising rates. Take control and lock in a low fixed rate. Visit aepenergy.com/OSU to get started. AEP Energy, the official electricity and natural gas sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. AEP Energy is a competitive retail electrical and natural gas service provider and affiliate of Ohio Power Company, AEP Ohio. AEP Energy is not soliciting on behalf of and is not an agent of AEP Ohio.
Enjoy more ways to save at Kroger, like low prices in every aisle. And when you download the Kroger app, you can clip and save more with digital coupons every week. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. At Kroger, you can enjoy more ways to save and more rewards every time you shop. So it's always easy to save big every day with savings and rewards. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Fuel restrictions apply. See site for details.
Buckeye fans, this is for you. Level up with the brand new AAA Buckeyes MVP membership. You'll receive all the benefits of AAA, such as 24/7 roadside assistance, plus chances to win tickets to Ohio State sporting events, access to exclusive MVP experiences, along with 10% off select gear at the Ohio State team shop. Already a AAA member? Add the Buckeyes MVP membership for free. Head to AAA.com/Buckeyes to upgrade or join the squad and put your fandom in drive.
Buckeye football lives here. The Fan. This is the Ohio State Sports Network, presented by the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center, the team physicians for Ohio State athletics.
Welcome back, everyone. Buckeye Roundtable presented by Burger King, where you rule. Skip Mossick for Brandon Beam again this week, our season finale. Buckeye fans, say goodbye to higher rates and hello to savings with a fixed price plan with AEP Energy. Visit aepenergy.com/OSU to get started. AEP Energy, the official electricity and natural gas sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
It's time for the College Football Pulse on Buckeye Roundtable.
And joined inside the College Football Pulse this week by the voice of the Buckeyes, Paul Keel, spring game this week. And Paul, what are some of the things you're curious to see from, I guess, any of the unknowns or positions that may be up for grabs heading into Saturday?
Well, the first thing, Skip, as you know, it's always, what will this game even look like? Because over the years, it's taken all different various forms. Ryan Day has indicated that other than maybe a couple of drives, it will be full tackling. Now, that excludes the quarterbacks, obviously. But with the absences due to injuries / surgeries of the running back positions, it sounds like it's going to be a lot of passing. So it'll be interesting to see if some of the new wide receivers that are part of everything will be part of what we'll really get a chance to see. We know, obviously, what Jeremiah Smith can do, and certainly Brandon Ennis is a guy that's going to be counted on a lot because of the loss of Carnell Tate. But, you know, will it give us an opportunity to see more of Chris Henry Jr., Kyle Parker? Will these be guys that can be part of what will go on, as well as Philip Bell? So, and then even some of the new tight ends, and Hunter Wilson, and Nate Roberts, who was used a little bit. Devin McCune is another new receiver that looks like he might be part of it. So that would be part of it, but also, you know, they lost so much on defense, Skip, so to see how they can make up for the loss of a guy like Caleb Downs and Sonny Styles defensively, it'd be interesting to see what the spring game shows us, and it'll only be a small part of what will lead to the season.
You mentioned the unknowns, Paul. Let everybody know the challenges for you, you know, preparing for a spring game broadcast every year.
Well, you really can't prepare for it like you do a regular season game, because the teams will be divided up. So basically it's a numerical roster for whatever the squads will be. And in often cases, it's players that have not amassed any stats. So you really can't get involved in that. You get a little bit of background and you know, they now have 51 players who were not part of this football team last year that are part of it now. So just trying to bone up on who those people are. And, you know, as you know, Skip, a lot of what I do is try and watch video of an upcoming opponent to get familiar with who players might be that would be a big part of certain plays. Well, you don't have that opportunity to do that. So, you know, it's really kind of a hard thing to prepare for. There's just not a lot you can do. A lot of it just involves winging it.
Well, we know you don't wing it come the fall. Let everybody know, I guess, what your routine is as you get ready, you know, prepping for a regular season game versus what we're going to see on Saturday.
Well, the beginning of it in August is when you start to get really deep into some of the biographical information of some of these players, and especially the ones who are new to the program. There's a lot of it that I still say from the previous years of the players that are coming back, but just trying to get familiar with that, making sure you're square on names and numbers, because, you know, some of these players change numbers. I mean, I jokingly make reference to Justin Zwick was one of the guys who wore three different numbers during his team playing at Ohio State. So, you know, trying to make sure you're square on that. But Just getting familiar with who backs up who. Who might be an extra defensive back? Who might be a third or fourth wide receiver? On both sides, not only Ohio State, but their upcoming opponent. And that's hard going into game one when the opponent hasn't played a game as well. And then, you know, it's just organizing the game chart that I put together, which kind of looks like a kid's crayon experiment to a lot of people with different colored ink, where to put people, and just, you know, really trying to get memorization is part of it, but not a big part of it. Just being organized with knowing where a certain player and their number are on the chart that I put together.
Once we're in season, how much are you able to work ahead, if at all?
Not much, only because something can change so much with upcoming opponents. And, you know, one of the great things that has helped what I do and other people that do what I do is being able to access video of an upcoming opponent on the internet. It used to be, you know, you had to record it on a VHS or DVR, but you can get it where you can watch it on a laptop and you can see so much. Because, you know, for example, let's say Texas in week two, you know, what they line up in week one could be considerably different in week two. By the time you get to some of the Big Ten teams further down the list, you know, injuries might play a part of it. So you can only work ahead so much. You can do some basic bones of putting together names and numbers and things like that. But by the same token, you don't want to clutter your, you know, at least in my case, my feeble mind with too much about an opponent when you still maybe have another one in between.
You mentioned it a little bit, Paul, but what technologies have made your prep work easier versus, you know, back in the day when all you may have had was a media guide and some stats?
Well, it is mentioned, the video on the internet, to be able to go back and watch an opponent's previous game. It's funny, Skip, people ask me, do I rewatch the Ohio State game from the week before? Well, no, we've already seen that in person, probably seen more of it than most people have maybe left the stadium in the third or the fourth quarter. But that's been the biggest add, being able to look at seeing the video of a team's previous game, but also now that, and as you know, teams don't put out the printed media guides like they used to, so the internet allows you to go get biographical information, updated stats, the game notes now, which used to be printed and mailed to you, or you could get your hands on, you have to print them yourself off the internet. So that's really been a big part of it. And also, too, just with so many players transferring now, it involves a few different stops where you have to go look and find out some things about certain players.
Paul, what similarities are there in basketball prep to football? And I guess, what are the biggest differences?
Well, the similarities, again, a lot of it involves being able to get on the internet to glean some of this information, and in particular video. And, you know, it's funny you bring that up, Skip, because there was one instance this past year for basketball, and Ohio State was getting ready to play Grambling State, and there was no video through their website of any of their previous games. But fortunately, Robbie Rookie, who's the video coordinator for the basketball team, provided me with some of the scouting links. It is very different, because with basketball, obviously, there are fewer players. You know, football, you know, there's so many players and you just never really know which ones could end up being a second or a third teamer who might get more reps than maybe they did in the previous game. But it still involves being able to get online, look at video, get familiar with names and numbers, who substitutes are, who the first, second, or third subs are. So those are the similarities. The biggest difference, though, is the number of players and the number of games.
Spring game broadcast memories for you, Paul Keels, specifically ones that weren't at Ohio Stadium because of construction.
Well, folks may not know you the plan you had in going to that. Well, the very first one I did in the spring of 1999, Jim Lachey and I, we did a game up on a painter's platform on top of the practice field at the Woody Hayes Complex. And, you know, you're worried about safety being up on that thing, number one, but you were also so close to the people that were in the stands, and it was really limited to just family members. So we were kind of doing our best Masters impersonation and our golf commentary, trying not to be too loud.
Hello, friends.
But, hello, friends, yeah. And then there was a couple of years they played at old historic Crew Stadium. And, you know, maybe the thing that I remember, the couple of things I remember about that, Skip, was I don't know if it was the first one or the second one, but the spring game looked like it was going to go to overtime. And, you know, this is when Jim Tressel was the coach, and he was sitting in the booth with us. And I'm sitting there thinking, are they actually going to play in overtime in a spring game? The other thing I remember about one of those games at Crew Stadium, and you know this, and other people may be aware, we do like to tailgate after these games, and we had a tailgate we did in the parking lot there at historic Crew Stadium at the fairgrounds, Well, we ran out of supplies, and somebody, I can't remember exactly who it was, it wasn't any of our people, volunteered to hop a fence and run across I-71 to go to a convenience store to get some more supplies. And then the one at Paul Brown Stadium in sure. Cincinnati stands out to me just because of Cincinnati being my hometown and my affinity for the Bengals.
All right, Paul, last thing. You've been doing this for a long time. Radio play-by-play is an art. Who do you like listening to now, and who did you enjoy listening to growing up, really, for all three sports, football, basketball, baseball?
Well, my goodness gracious, I can start with baseball, which was kind of my first indoctrination into it, Skip. And, you know, I began listening to Jim McIntyre and Joe Nuxall doing the Reds. And then Jim McIntyre was replaced by Al Michaels, who was replaced by Marty Brenneman. Football, most of what I listened to was Phil Sant, the original play-by-play voice of the Bengals. But then also was exposed to Marv Homan when he was doing the Ohio State games. It was Marv's broadcast that came into Cincinnati. Basketball, I was influenced by Don Valentino, who broadcast the old Cincinnati Royals of the NBA. And you may remember the connection with Don Valentino was that when he was doing games at Boston College, Jim O'Brien was playing at Boston College, the former Buckeyes head coach. Presently, it's really a joy. There's a number of people that I really, really enjoy listening to. Listening to Kevin Harlan do Monday Night Football on radio is amazing. It sounds like Kevin's doing a constant horse race, but his energy is what really keeps you going. He's one of those guys that makes a great transformation from TV to radio and not letting the radio part of it really suffer. You know, when it comes to the college sports, you know, and guys that we know, and maybe the personal bias has a lot to do with it, but, you know, listening to Matt LePay do the Wisconsin games, listening to Don Fisher the last 2 years when Indiana has had success, it's been great listening to a guy that had to watch so much bad football for years, be able to watch so much good football right now. And then another guy for basketball that really is enjoyable to listen to on the radio, and I really mention this because he's a TV-based guy that makes a great translation to radio, and that is Jason Benetti, who people really are becoming aware of him now doing Sunday Night Baseball on NBC, but this is a guy that is so incredibly talented, and you know him as well, so he's such a great human being as well, but he's a guy that does so much TV. But when you hear him do games on radio, whether it's football or basketball, his radio instincts click in automatically.
Could Paul Keels do hockey?
No, and here's why. And as much as and that's a question that's been asked a lot, Skip. And I have filled in and done PA for hockey at the minor league level. But as much as I enjoy the sport, I don't know it well enough. And it would take a real crash course to really get sharp on the rules and things like that. But I understand why people ask that because of all of the experience doing basketball. But I would be very hesitant. I've been asked to fill in and do it before, but I would be afraid I would show my warts.
Voice of the Buckeyes, Hall of Famer Paul Keels. Paul, thanks again for hopping on tonight. Looking forward to the spring game broadcast with you and Jim on Saturday, okay?
You got it, Skip.
Keels can do hockey. Trust me. He's being very modest right there, no doubt. Coming up, we'll transition from football to basketball. Check in on Ohio State's activity in the transfer portal with Adam Jardy of the Columbus Dispatch as the Buckeye Roundtable show continues.
This is Buckeye Roundtable, presented by Burger King on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
Hey, Ohio State fans. Next time that snack craving hits, Burger King has you covered with the O-Fry-O bundle. You get a medium fry, 8-piece chicken fries, 8-piece mozzarella fries, and an 8-piece chicken nuggets, all for just $10. It's perfect snack fuel for one, wherever and whenever you're cheering on the Scarlet and Gray. At BK, have it your way. You rule. Limited time only at participating Ohio area restaurants. BK is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Tax extra.
Hi, this is Paul Keels. This Buckeye season, don't let a broken windshield ruin your game plan. Safelite Auto Glass makes it easy to get your windshield fixed with their mobile glass shops all over Central Ohio. They can come to you anywhere, giving Buckeye fans more time for game time. OH? Man, I love that. Schedule at safelight.com. Safelight Auto Glass is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Safelight Repair, Safelight Replace.
Now, the officials have been talking for quite some time.
Alrighty, let's see what they have to say.
Upon further review, there is no penalty on the play. However, we have conferred and discovered that Bob, the line judge, has saved a boatload for his kids' college using Ohio's 529 plan. It is tax-free, accepted nationwide. Bob recommends we all go to collegeadvantage.com. First down.
Well, Well, that's not entirely unexpected.
Classic Bob.
They're trained. They're prepared.
Let's do it.
They're Ohio's undefeated plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling team. And they're here to tackle your problems. For plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling, there's only one team. The Waterworks. Better care. Bet for plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling, there's only one team. The Waterworks. Better care. Better value. Better results. Call the Waterworks at 614-232-2222 or visit them online at thewaterworks.com, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
AgPro has been family-owned and operated for over 64 years. We take pride in developing long-lasting relationships and offering first-class customer service. Need a new tractor, parts for your used equipment, or reliable service? AgPro has you covered. AgPro is here to serve you and your operation as your hometown dealer. Visit us today at any of our AgPro locations or go online to agproco.com to get started with your AgPro experience.
When you're here, you understand what it means to be a Buckeye. And at Elk and Elk, we're proud to wear scarlet and gray every Saturday. Every client, every day, means if you're ever injured, we're proud to stand with you in court. And when you're here at the Shoe, we're proud to stand with you and cheer on the Buckeyes.
Whether we're here at the big game or in court, we are committed to you.
Elk and Elk, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
The Fan. Ohio sports destination. You're listening to the Ohio State Sports Network, presented by the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center, the team physicians for Ohio State Athletics.
Welcome back, everyone, into tonight's Buckeye Roundtable Show, presented by Burger King, where you rule. Skip Mossick in for Brandon Beam again this week. Buckeyes are known for paying it forward. That's why Buckeyes Care strives to serve the betterment of our community by positively impacting families across Ohio. Join partners American Electric Power, Kroger, Donato's, the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center, the James Cancer Hospital, Huntington Bank, and WBNS-TV in Columbus in supporting this cause at ohiostatebuckeyes.com/buckeyescare.
It's time now for the Buckeye Roundtable Fast Break.
Well, we are a week now removed from the national championship game. Transfer portal news now the main topic of conversation everywhere, including Ohio State. Matthew Gurecich, the latest to announce he's leaving to Ohio State to join the portal. We are joined now for a few minutes by Adam Jardy of the Columbus Dispatch. And Adam, let's talk about the additions first. The two additions Ohio State got from last week. What can you tell us about Justin Pippen and Andrea Yelovich?
Yeah, two interesting additions. Guys that I don't know were, top of the radar from an outside perspective when it comes to like monitoring this and trying to figure out how they're gonna address the roster with the portal. But they're two guys that do seem to fit into how they want to play and what they need in the portal. I mean, in Pippen, you have a guy who's been an elite defender and a guy who put up a lot of points on a lot of shots last year at the University of California, but is a good distributor, has some size, and is was one of the best in the ACC defensively at helping turn teams over. So that seems to really fit a need that Ohio State has. And then you look at Yelovich, and this is a guy that I believe he's 22, and he had played professionally before coming to Kentucky last season, and didn't really pop the way that I think people thought that he would as a technically a freshman, but listed as a sophomore because of his professional experience. But before he got to Kentucky, was a fairly consistent, reliable three-point shooter. Didn't show that with the Wildcats last year, but has a big body, is athletic, can play the four, can play the five, and gives him even more depth down there at that center power forward position, a little bit more size.
Well, Adam, we obviously know Ohio State is not done and there will be more additions forthcoming. Where do you see their biggest needs being? And I guess, does the portal hold all the answers?
Yeah, they need more guards. That's where I expect the rest of this transfer portal class to come, the position that I expect them to address with the rest of the time they have in the transfer portal, because, really, when you look at it, between after Pippen and Mobley, there's really not anything there. They lost their backup guards to the portal, and they lost, obviously, Bruce Thornton to graduation. So I would expect them to add a couple more pieces in that backcourt so that, there's at least a third guard and a fourth guard and a couple other guys back there that can help. But that's the clear priority now.
Well, Adam, we haven't had a chance to chat since the season came to an end. Let me ask you about the four guys that left, you know, starting with Devin Royal. Did that surprise you at all?
Honestly, I mean, these days, I don't know that there's a whole lot that is surprising in college basketball. Gotcha. When it comes to, like, man, can you believe that guy left or that guy stayed? Like, you know, it does seem to be sort of par for the course. You know, I had heard some things as the season went on that could be where this was headed. And, you know, you do look at, like, how the season went and, you know, his numbers and just in general, his production didn't maybe take the step that I think we all kind of thought it would, moving from power forward to small forward. So, certainly anytime you have a guy who is from Central Ohio and has a chance to be a 4-year Buckeye, you know, I think that probably does, you know, catch the attention a little bit. But this wasn't something that caught them off guard. This wasn't something that they weren't, I don't know if expecting is too strong of a word, but it's something they were aware that was a significant possibility. So, you know, it'll be weird, honestly, not seeing Devin in a Buckeye uniform next year, but we'll see where he ends up.
We're talking some Buckeye hoops with Adam Jardy of the Columbus Dispatch. And Adam, you wrote about this last week. I mean, bench scoring was sorely missing this past season. Although each of the other three guys that left had moments in Tyson Chapman, Gabe Cupps, and Colin White. Did Chapman maybe have the most potential out of those three that left?
I think that's pretty clear, yeah. I mean, there's the guy that did have a couple of games where he got in double figures, and you could see just, you know, I loved his jump shot. Well, I was talking to him late in the season, and I asked him, like, when you really watch, like, he barely leaves the ground. Like, it's just everything is so smooth. We talked about that. He said he didn't even realize that he hardly jumps when he shoots. It's just an effortless type of thing. And clearly, yeah, he was the guy with the highest upside, I think, in that group. And, you know, spent all of last, you know, the last 3 years on Ohio State's roster as the highest rated recruit of any player that they had. So clearly there's potential there and there's talent there. And I think you probably feel that loss a little bit more than any of those other guys, just because you've seen it more with him. And he had a bigger frame in that backcourt and a lot of athleticism. So he was, and I can say that, I mean, of those three, he was the biggest priority for them to retain. And ultimately, it just didn't work out.
You know, and Adam, it's easy for us to see that, you know, Ohio State definitely needs improvement as far as their bench production moving forward. You know, the flip side is, you know, how hard is it to get somebody that wants to come in to fill that role?
Well, honestly, I mean, I think that's the hardest thing to get in the portal. I mean, I think trying to go out and get someone who thinks that, you know, they're worth whatever amount of money to come in and accept a backup role. I think that's the hardest needle to thread. I mean, yeah. If you have a starting spot, you can certainly, you know, recruit to that, and you can have a wide range of, you know, players that want that. But when you're saying, listen, like, we're going with Bruce Thornton and John Mobley, we need a backup. Do you want to come in and play whatever's left over behind them? Like, to get someone in there and not overpay is a significant challenge. So, yeah, I think that's one of the more interesting things in the portal is how do you get players who are willing to come in and accept a role as a sixth man, seventh man, or whatever, without having to overpay them significantly.
You know, is this the biggest challenge coaches are faced with now?
Oh yeah, absolutely. And that's like, I mean, I've talked to a number of coaches that have said that when it comes to this time of year, when it comes to recruiting in the portal, it's not the conversations don't start with like, hey, how can you fit? Or it's like, well, how much can you pay me? And then let's talk like, okay, how interested am I and how much and what does the fit look like and all that kind of stuff. So it's very much like a, I don't want to say backwards because it's not like they were, you know, they're not like they're really talking money before this right. Stuff was allowed. But, you know, the conversations used to obviously focus a lot more on like, can you grow? Can you develop? Can you accept a role here? Now it's about, yeah, how much can you pay me? And then those things start to factor in.
You know, you mentioned coaching, Adam. You know, we had a chance to visit with Grant Hill before the TCU game, and, you know, he was talking about how challenging it is now for college coaches and just how hard they're able to coach nowadays. You know, even wondering if, you know, his old coach and Coach K could even do it the way he always did. How much is that a real thing now, in your opinion?
Well, I think it depends on, like, what a coach ultimately, like, I guess maybe how comfortable they feel and how strong they feel, I guess, in their convictions and how they want to coach. Because I think you have to be genuine. Otherwise, you know, in an era where there's already a lack of loyalty on, you know, across the board, I think if you are not, you know, who you hold yourself up to be or who you claim to be, I think that makes it even more challenging for you to be able to coach a certain way. And so, you know, like you mentioned, like Izzo and Kay and those guys, I mean, like Mick Cronin has had an incredibly prolific, like, run here in the transfer portal, this offseason. Sure. And that's a guy that I feel like, you know, I think a lot of us can look at him and just look at his interactions with players and media and things this season and say, like, man, who wants to play for that guy? But clearly people do. And, you know, they're playing for Mick and they're choosing UCLA, not because, like, because they believe, I guess, in him, and they're fine with that kind of stuff. So, I just think it comes down to you have to be who you are, and you have to be a genuine representation of yourself, and then people can decide if they like that or not. And if they do, then I think that's what matters the most.
All right, Adam, last thing is some schedule news from last week. We now know three games, you know, at Notre Dame. They'll play Kansas in the CBS Sports Classic. And now we know they'll open against BYU in a somewhat of a neutral site game in Salt Lake City. Do you enjoy these sorts of games, and do you see even more of these type of matchups occurring?
I do enjoy them. I always like high major versus high major games in the non-conference, and I like getting to see teams play other high-profile teams. I would always prefer these to be on campus somewhere. I think put them in someone's home gym and fill it with students, and that's what makes college basketball the great sport that it is. So I would love for this to be at BYU. I think that would be even better. But yeah, these games, you know, they're almost in a way like bye games, where sure, you're getting paid to go play them, and then that money goes into your NIL, you know, coffers, and you're able to afford the roster that you have. So certainly these games are becoming more and more common, and these games are, you know, these are going to be staples on the schedule going forward, because you need any opportunity you have to go play a game somewhere and get paid a good chunk of money for doing it. Even schools like Ohio State have to be doing that now, because every dollar matters, as we've talked about here.
Adam Jardy of the Columbus Dispatch. Adam, I know there's an active tracker at dispatch.com for people to get the latest info in regards to Ohio State's activity in the portal. How often are you updating that thing?
By the minute. Anytime I hear something or read something new, it gets updated. So that's like a 24-hour type of thing.
Adam Jardy of the Columbus Dispatch. Adam, we always appreciate your time. Thanks for hopping on tonight, okay?
Hey, so great to talk to you, Skip. Thank you for having me.
All right, coming up, we will transition into all things Buckeyes with our Tyler Danberg. That is next as the Buckeye Roundtable show continues.
More of Buckeye Roundtable presented by Burger King, coming up on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
Hello, I'm Ross Bjork, Senior Vice President and Eugene Smith Wolf Foundation Endowed Athletics Director at The Ohio State University. In partnership with AEP, Donato's, Kroger, The Ohio State University, Wexner Medical Center, Huntington, and 10TV, Ohio State Athletics strives to inspire the community to make a positive impact on children and families in our great state through the Buckeyes Care Initiative. Show and share your support in the community by using the hashtag #BuckeyesCare.
Come on over to Heartland and join our family.
Now, getting ahead in this world is not as complicated as it might seem. Having the early guidance and counsel of your community banker, one who knows you and your family's story, can make a great deal of difference. Relationships matter. Bank on community banking. I'm Scott McComb, coming over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Rare banking feels good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Archie Griffin, two-time Heisman Trophy winner. The right coverage can be a game changer, both on and off the court. That's why Encova Insurance and their local independent agents are prepared for what's next and protect what matters most to you. Whether that's your home, car, business, or family, Encova's got your back with a policy that fits you perfectly. With local independent agents in your neighborhood and innovative insurance products that can be tailored to fit your unique needs, Encova's playbook is an easy win for your peace of mind. Basketball is full of challenging shots, and life can be too. With Encova, you don't have to do it alone. Your expert agent will guide you and provide insurance solutions so you can confidently manage your risk and count on a financially secure future. For auto, home, and business insurance, you want Encova on your team. Visit Encova.com today to find an agent near you. Encova is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Go Bucks!
Paul Keels here, voice of the Ohio State Buckeyes. You have to check out the brand new AAA Buckeyes MVP membership. Get all the benefits of AAA, such as 24/7 roadside assistance, plus chances to win tickets to Buckeyes sporting events, access to exclusive MVP experiences, along with 10% off gear at the Ohio State Team Shop. Already a AAA member? Add the Buckeye MVP membership upgrade for free. Head to AAA.com/Buckeyes to join the squad and put your fandom in drive.
The great thing about Atlas Butler is they do it all. Heating, cooling, plumbing. Look, I'm busy with work. I don't have time to wait around or deal with lots of people. One company, one call, and they do it all. Wonder if they'll clean out my inbox. Seriously, offer that service. Please.
Atlas Butler is at your service. Call 1-800-FURNACE. AEP
Energy wants to know if you're ready to say goodbye to higher rates and hello to savings. Get your energy costs under control by locking in a fixed rate for your electricity supply. You'll lower your bills and get price protection from rising rates. Take control and lock in a low fixed rate. Visit aepenergy.com/OSU to get started. AEP Energy, the official electricity and natural gas sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. AEP Energy is a competitive retail electrical and natural gas service provider and affiliate of Ohio Power Company, AEP Ohio. AEP Energy is not soliciting on behalf of and is not an agent of AEP Ohio.
Your home for Ohio State Athletics. The Fan. This is the Ohio State Sports Network, presented by the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center, the team physicians for Ohio State Athletics.
Welcome back, everyone, into tonight's Buckeye Roundtable Show. We are presented by Burger King, where you rule. Skip Mossick in for Brandon Beam again this week. For every Buckeye touchdown the football team scored this past season, the Heartland Bank Community Foundation made a donation to the USO of Central and Southern Ohio, benefiting our active duty military personnel and their families. For more information or to support our troops, go to usocso.org and be the force behind the forces. Time to bring in Tyler Danberg. Always like talking with Tyler each and every Monday night. And Tyler, last week we mentioned your role, one of your many roles, I guess, as a host of the 360 with Ohio State Athletics podcasts. Tell everybody again who you've done so far, what people might find interesting that maybe they didn't know before, and I guess maybe a little bit on what's on the horizon.
Great to be with you as always this week, Skip. Yeah, it's been really exciting to get to work with the many great coaches and the great sports information directors that help set these up to learn more about each and every one of the programs. That's the goal. Talk to the 36 varsity sports head coaches. So the first two episodes, episode number one was with the great Melissa McGee. She's the Spirit Program Director and head dance coach. She's won 13 national titles in the last 7 years. Also oversees Brutus and the Spirit Squad, cheerleaders, dance team, wears many hats. And that was really fun to get to learn more about the intricacies of the dance program, recruiting, what life at the UDA National Championships is like. And then episode two was with Kevin Burks, who's done a phenomenal job in taking over a program that was led by his mentor, Pete Hansen. He's from California, but his grandfather has 3 degrees from Ohio State. So the Blocko that he wears on his chest is something that's really close to his heart. And then up next, tomorrow, we're going to put some interviews and tape some interviews with two more head coaches. We're going to talk to Rosalind Joseph, who's the director of track and field and cross country. She's another Ohio State alumna, so we're going to get to learn more about her journey. And then also Melissa Schaub, who's the head coach of the No. 3 Ohio State women's tennis program. They're 10-1 in Big Ten play, and they keep on rolling. So it's been fun to learn more about these programs and to try and shed some light on these programs as well.
Yeah, men's and women's tennis both playing really, really well right now. Let me go back to dance, Tyler. I mean, I'm so old that I remember when, you know, the dance team wasn't permitted to perform, you know, out on the court during basketball games, or if it was only cheer. What did you learn about dance and how much this has really become a part of the Ohio State Spirit Squad?
Well, I'll give you two things about that. Well, let's go into one of the reasons why. It's because they were a club sport. Dance was a club sport up until Melissa McGee's senior year in 2010, 2011. And then the year after she graduated, trying to figure out what she wanted to do. And Carrie Hoyt, then at the time, deputy AD now and overseeing the program, and her staff, they went to Melissa and Gene Smith, then the athletic director at the time, they said, to the 22-year-old McGee, would you be interested in leading the dance program in year two as a varsity sport? And she said yes, took the bull by the horns, and the rest is history. Another thing that was really interesting about how this dance program has really risen into the forefront of a lot of what Ohio State Athletics is all about, social media. It's every year, Skip, where there's some routine or number that happens at the national championship that goes viral, and it's usually the jazz routine. Now, my younger sister is a competitive dancer from when she was 3 to when she was a senior, so I know all about the jazz numbers from her, and she learned about that through social media. So social media has been a big vehicle that has been a huge reason as to why the dance program has gotten so much acclaim and noticing.
Can Tyler Danberg dance?
I got persuaded to try and take tap lessons by her instructor. That did not happen.
All right, Tyler, 30 seconds, and we talked all about baseball. Again, we'll hear from Justin Hare with you later on in the program, but you know, baseball continues to play well, wins another series this past weekend. We know coming up the next two weekends will be on the road, but I guess with the upswing as far as competition, what's the confidence level real quick of this baseball team?
It's sky high. The vibes are high. They feel like they can take on anybody and beat anybody. And with the pitching and the hitting, I mean, they're playing really good baseball. And they're going to face a Purdue team that is also trending. Buckeyes have won 4 straight Big Ten series. Purdue's won 5.
Tyler Danberg, we always appreciate your time. Look forward to your conversation with Justin Hare later on in the program, okay?
Thank you so much, Skip. Appreciate you having me.
All kinds of stuff coming up in our second hour of Buckeye Roundtable. Our final recap of the Archie Griffin High School Player of the Week Awards on our American Dairy Association Mideast top high school performances on the gridiron from this past fall. In the dugout with Justin Hare, we just promoted that with Tyler Danberg. We'll also talk some spring football with Jim Lachey. All that and more coming up here on the Ohio State Sports Network, presented by the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center, the team physicians for Ohio State Athletics.
AgPro has been family owned and operated for over 64 years. We take pride in developing long-lasting relationships and offering first-class customer service. Need a new tractor, parts for your used equipment, or reliable service? AgPro has you covered. AgPro is here to serve you and your operation as your hometown dealer. Visit us today at any of our AgPro locations or go online to agproco.com to get started with your AgPro experience.
Experience Buckeye Game Day like never before. Welcome to the 1922 Club, the most exclusive space inside Ohio Stadium, where luxury meets tradition in the heart of Buckeye Nation. Enjoy upscale food and beverages and a game day atmosphere like no other. Create lasting memories with friends and mingling with other Buckeye fans, and celebrate every OHIO in ultimate comfort. Become a member of the 1922 Club today. Memberships are limited. Visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com.
Everybody knows that Roosters is a fun, casual joint with their award-winning waitstaff, great food, fun, and laughter. It's a quick stop on the way home to sit back and unwind. It's a front row seat to the big game. Roosters is where you, your family, and friends can order pizzas, sandwiches, salads, and more. And the home of award-winning wings that are fresh, never frozen, and so big you won't believe it. It's your family's other dinner table. Roosters, a fun, casual joint, and the official wing sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Toyota gives you the power of choice with more electrified hybrid choices, including the best-selling built-in the USA Camry. Now through May 4th, get 4.99 APR financing on any new 26 Camry, or lease a new well-equipped Camry LE for just $289 a month for 36 months with $3699 due at signing. With approved credit through TFS, tax, title, and license extra. Call 1-888-36-TOYOTA for details or go to toyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
For over 37 years, Buckeye Nation has known Hyde Park Prime Steakhouse for serving the best steaks in the city. Our thick-cut, aged steaks are a staple in Columbus, with 3 locations in Upper Arlington, Dublin, and downtown. And just like the Buckeyes, we strive for excellence and an experience like no other. Hyde Park is proud to introduce the newly added wine room at our downtown Columbus location, where a new elegance in dining surrounds you, creating the ideal setting for any occasion or the perfect night out. Hyde Park is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Go Bucks! Go behind the scenes of one of the most recognizable landmarks in all of college athletics with a tour of Ohio Stadium presented by Experience Columbus. A seasoned redcoat will be your guide as you make your way through walls of the stadium into the press box and onto the field. Upgrade to the VIP package and get special access to the band center and the Ohio State home locker room. From corporate outings and school groups to single-person tours and small families, Ohio Stadium tours offer a variety of options and pricing. For more information, visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com and book your tour. Ohio Stadium Tours, presented by Experience Columbus.
Always and forever, your Ohio State flagship station.
WBNSFM HD1 Columbus.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
At Ohio State, we are the never afraid to innovate teams. The agile, get it done teams. The achieve more together teams. And the improve people's lives teams. Together, we are the Ohio State University.
Learn more about Ohio State at osu.edu/impact.
Enjoy more ways to save at Kroger, like low prices in every aisle. And when you download the Kroger app, you can clip and save more with digital coupons every week. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. At Kroger, you can enjoy more ways to save and more rewards every time you shop. So it's always easy to save big every day with savings and rewards. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Fuel restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good evening, I'm Jacob Reimer. The Columbus Blue Jackets with some slim chances at making it into the playoffs. They will need some help starting tonight with the Flyers hosting the Carolina Hurricanes. The Blue Jackets will need the Flyers to lose in regulation tonight and then again in regulation tomorrow night against the Canadiens. If both of those happen, the Blue Jackets will play in a do-or-die game tomorrow against the Washington Capitals at Nationwide Arena in their final game of the regular season. Just 5 days until the Ohio State spring game, head coach Ryan Day said today that other than a couple of drives, Saturday's spring game will be full tackling outside of the quarter. For the Ohio State basketball team, sophomore Matthew Gruich has entered his name into the transfer portal. He only appeared in 6 games last season and becomes the 5th Buckeye to enter the transfer portal. And the Reds today traded infielder Christian Encarnacion's strands to the Orioles in exchange for cash considerations. Cincinnati is off tonight and will begin a series with the San Francisco Giants tomorrow. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Buckeye Roundtable, presented by Burger King, is on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
And welcome back, everybody. Skip Mossick in for Brandon Beam again this week. Our season finale of Buckeye Roundtable. The Ohio State spring football game, again, is coming up on Saturday. Much more on that in just a bit. But right now, it's time to talk a little high school athletics.
It's time for the Ancoba Insurance High School Player Award on Buckeye Roundtable.
And again, throughout the season, one of the highlights of the Buckeye Roundtable show was the presentation of the Ancoba Insurance Archie Griffin Athlete of the Week Award. During each roundtable show, Ancoba Insurance and the Ohio State Sports Network honored a high school athlete for their outstanding play and team leadership. And again, some of these past winners from this past football season included running back Ryder Hooks from Lakota East, defensive back C.J. Newell from Cleveland Glenville, running back Connor McMichael from Colonel Crawford, Rocky River quarterback Ryan Taylor, another quarterback from St. Henry, Charlie Werling, and running back John Silvestro from Kirtland. Just one of the many Archie Griffin Athlete of the Week Award winners. Again, congratulations to them all. It is sponsored by Ancoba Insurance, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Time now for the American Dairy Association Mini Statewide Top Performers on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
And again, going back to the state championship games, early December, some of the great performances that we saw. Let's start with Kirtland quarterback Jake Laverty in the Division 6 title game. Laverty ran 14 times for 112 yards and a touchdown and completed 2 of his 3 passes for 37 yards. Meanwhile, defensively, he had a team-leading 10 tackles as Kirtland defeated Hopewell Loudoun 41-6. Next up, Liberty center running back Thomas Moeller in the D5 title game. Moeller had 14 carries for 95 yards and a touchdown as Liberty center won the D5 crown 35-3 over Wheelersburg. We just mentioned him. He was one of the Archie Griffin Award winners. Quarterback Charlie Werling from St. Henry in the D7 state championship game. Werling completed 4 of 9 passes for 50 yards and a touchdown. Also ran the ball 19 times for 178 yards and 3 more touchdowns as St. Henry won the D7 title over Hillsdale 37-3. Avon quarterback Blake Elder in the D2 championship game. Elder was 12 of 18 passing for 216 yards and 4 touchdowns as Avon won the D2 title over Anderson. And finally, wide receiver slash defensive back Nate Henderson from Bishop Watterson High School in the Division 3 championship game. Henderson had 3 receptions for 81 yards. A big punt return to set up a touchdown and also had an interception on defense as Watterson defeated Toledo Central Catholic 31-10 to win the D3 state title. Again, our thanks to the American Dairy Association Middies for highlighting our top performers all season long. Brought to you by the American Dairy Association Mideast. A reminder from Ohio's dairy farmers, 8 ounces of delicious chocolate milk has 8 grams of protein with the power to fuel everyone, including Ohio State quarterback Tavian St. Clair. He's built like a Buckeye, and you can be too. Learn more at OhioStateBuckeyes.com/built-like-a-Buckeye. One question we get asked about from time to time, we talk about spring football here at Ohio State, the possibility of high school spring football. We'll banter about that later this hour. What's permitted, what is not here in the state with Tim Street of the OHSAA. But up next, Ohio State spring football. We get set for Saturday's game. We'll chat with Jim Lachey, who was out at spring practice earlier today, as tonight's Buckeye Roundtable show continues.
You're listening to Buckeye Roundtable, presented by Burger King on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
Window Nation customers have been singing our praises for years. With fast, local service and an industry-leading 96% customer satisfaction rating, it's no wonder.
I researched window companies for the last year to see what the average prices were and the quality of work. Window Nation nailed both.
Right now, get 4 windows free with every 4 you buy, plus no interest for 2 years. Hurry, this offer ends soon. Schedule a free estimate now. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. That's 866-90-NATION.
Ready?
It doesn't matter if you're playing hard or working hard. Your workout only works out if you recover right. Chocolate milk helps you recover for what comes next. It's delicious and contains the right mix of protein and carbs to help refuel exhausted muscles. From biking to bench presses, milk's protein helps you build lean muscle and gain more from your workouts.
Ready? Recover. Repeat. Brought to you by the American Dairy Association Mideast, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Come on over to Heartland and join our family.
Now, where can you get a full suite of business banking services served up by well-trained, caring employees with unquestionable integrity? It's right here at Heartland. Relationships matter. I'm Scott McComb. Come over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Rare banking feels good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Life is more fun with a pal. So is pizza. So check out Donato's $5 Pizza Pals menu. Order any large pizza and add your choice of a sub, salad, wings, dessert, and more for just $5 each. Order your favorite $5 Pizza Pals from Donato's.com today. More toppings, more flavor, more fun. Donato's. Gotta love more.
Experience Buckeye Game Day like never before. Welcome to the 1922 Club, the most exclusive space inside Ohio Stadium, where luxury meets tradition in the heart of Buckeye Nation. Enjoy upscale food and beverages and a game day atmosphere like no other. Create lasting memories with friends and mingling with other Buckeye fans and celebrate every OHIO in ultimate comfort. Become a member of the 1922 Club today. Memberships are limited. Visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com.
When you're here, you understand what it means to be a Buckeye. And at Elk and Elk, we're proud to wear scarlet and gray every Saturday. Every client, every day, means if you're ever injured, we're proud to stand with you in court. And when you're here at the Shoe, we're proud to stand with you and cheer on the Buckeyes.
Whether we're here at the big game or in court, we are committed to you.
Elk and Elk, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Your home of the Buckeyes. The Fan. This is the Ohio State Sports Network. Presented by the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center. The team physicians for Ohio State Athletics.
More spring football talk coming up momentarily. Welcome back, everybody, into tonight's Buckeye Roundtable show. Skip Mossick in for Brandon Beam. Roundtable is proudly presented by Burger King. Visit your local BK restaurant to grab your $10 O Fry O bundle that includes a medium fry, 8-piece chicken fries, 8-piece mozzarella fries, 8-piece chicken nuggets, and a custom OSU crown, all for just $10 at your local Burger King.
This is the Elk and Elk Report on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
And our report brought to you by the injury lawyers at Elk and Elk, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Call 1-800-ELK-OHIO as we bring in our big offensive lineman, Jim Lachey. And Jim, as we get set for the spring game Saturday, let's talk some defense. 1-800-ELK-OHIO as we bring in our big offensive lineman, Jim Lachey. And Jim, as we get set for the spring game Saturday, let's talk some defense tonight in this two deep. Start in the back end. What can you tell us about Earl Little? I mean, some thought he'd enter the draft, but decides to come to Ohio State for his final season. What have you seen from him this spring?
He's really a hard hitter. I'm telling you, he's really kind of filled that role that we've had at safety. Obviously, you know, last year with Caleb Downs and the type of career that he's had at Ohio State, and I think he's a guy, you know, with a little bit more experience coming in here to add to that back end, which we know is so important in Matt Patricia's defense. Matt Guerrieri, you know, is familiar with his game, and, you know, when he came available, they really went after him hard, and he's a guy that I think can step up and be that, you know, leader, the quarterback, so to speak, of that defense, get guys lined up, communicate. You know, that's one thing. I was out of practice today, guys talking about communication. You know, the louder you say it, the more, you know, the more that we feel that you know what you're talking about. And he was a guy that's doing a lot of communication. I was out there on Friday, and he didn't do a whole lot. He was, you know, kind of one of those guys where they rest up every once in a while. Today he was out there again making plays. So, you know, they got some guys that have played a lot of football underneath their belt. And I think that's one thing, too, when you go to the spring game. You'll see, you know, in the first couple of series when they're going thud, which means, you know, obviously no tackling to the ground, that you'll see a lot of those guys like that. You know, Jeremiah Smith out there making plays, Julian Sand, the starter, so to speak. And once they go to the full contact, they might pull some of those guys back. But I think Earl Little is a guy that's really going to be valuable to this defense. You know, he's played at Alabama. He's played at Florida State. Now he's here with the Buckeyes. So he's had to pick up a couple different defenses throughout his career. And wherever he's been, he's able to excel. You know, a hard hitter, a sure tackler. And the thing that you start to recognize is that when the wide receivers kind of talk to him, point him out, they know what he has. You know, they know what he can bring to the game. And you've seen Brandon Ennis and both Jeremiah Smith and, you know, Devin Kuhn, some of those guys kind of pointing him out like, hey, this guy is he's a player. So I think they all understand that.
Well, Jim, another that many are curious to see more of this season is Devin Sanchez. What has he shown you throughout the spring?
Well, last year he was our nickelback, so he got his feet wet as a true freshman, you know, and you know, got him some playing time, which is valuable, you know, coming into his second year. And, you know, now he's going to be one of those lockdown corners, a guy that can go out there and compete opposite of Jermaine Matthews. Now, Cam Calhoun will play a little bit, and you'll see Dominic Kelly, you know, the transfer out of Georgia, who's a sophomore. He's really started to come on a little bit. But Devin Chance has, you know, has that, the skill you're looking for. He has the size you're looking for in a cornerback. It's 6'2", 198 pounds. You know, he's a big guy. But, again, a guy that can cover a lot of range. And, again, working against our guys in practice, our wide receivers who, you know, we hold in high regard. Those guys are right there step for step, knocking balls away, understands the defense. You know, he's been in it now for 2 years, knows what his role is, and he's looking to have a breakout type year. A good opportunity to do it. You know, again, throughout the spring, he's been very, very aggressive, been out there getting a lot of reps. He's been healthy, which is a really good sign, and going out there and making plays. So I think with him, Jermaine, Dominic Kelly, Cam Calhoun, another freshman, Jordan Thomas, looks good. And, of course, Jordan Woods came from last year. That cornerback room has a lot of guys that go out there and get things done. And, you have a lot of confidence in their coaching, too. Tim Walton understands what he wants in that cornerback position. He's had some good ones in the past, and he's got, five or six guys that I think he feels like he can roll in there.
Well, Jim, something we touched on a bit last week, and that is depth at linebacker. I mean, we know the first couple of guys, but, boy, that two deep can become very, very competitive.
Well, we know what Peyton Pierce can do, right? Because he's played a little bit last year, played some special teams, played in that three linebacker look. So he's a guy that's going to be counted on to be the communicator. I wouldn't be surprised if he's got the comms in his helmet. So he's going to get the defense set, make sure everybody understands what they need to do. And then bringing in a guy like Christian Allegro from Wisconsin, we saw firsthand. You don't have to question his toughness.
Oh, no.
I mean, he played the second half of that game, with a broken arm. So he's a guy that, understands what he needs to do, and he's got good size. You lose guys like Sonny Narvell, both those guys 6'4". Well, Christian's right there at 6'4". So I think he looked for an opportunity to come to Ohio State to learn from James Laurinaitis and to get out there and do it. James Laurinaitis has done an outstanding job recruiting guys, developing guys. You look at the two guys that are going to be probably in the top 10 of the draft this year at the linebacker position. So across the country, people understand, what he can do as far as recruiting and then coaching those guys up. But those are the two starters as of now. You're certainly going to see a little bit of Garrett Stover on special teams, TJ Alford. Riley Pettijohn's been nicked up a little bit. Those are other guys that can play. Don't forget about Eli Lee out of Medina, Ohio. A sophomore, a guy that continues to show up and make plays every day in practice that I've been out there. Certainly he'll have a role on special teams as the season goes. So Ohio State, I think when you get into two linebacker set, you'll probably see a lot of Christian and Peyton. And then that third linebacker, who's it going to be? Is it going to be a guy like TJ Alford stepping up? Garrett Stover, and then their freshman, Sincere Johnson, another guy that's got a lot of ability coming out of the gate as a true freshman. And as he continues to practice, get the system down, he's starting to play faster and faster each and every time that I've been out there. So he's a guy that I think can mix his way into the two deep, again, find a role in special teams. We know the importance of special teams, and you usually see a lot of the linebackers, safeties, cornerbacks, some of those backups get an opportunity to go out there on special teams and make plays. And he's a guy that's going to be, because he's a football player, and I think he's going to find a role to get out there on the field, not only on special teams, but maybe some reps on defense as the season goes.
Well, Jim Lachey, we know the spring game format is much different than back when you played, when it was a game with something on the line. Do you like the way it used to be when you played, or do you kind of like the format they have right now?
Skip, when we played, it was such a long time ago, first of all, but, it was 20 hard practices.
Yeah.
I'll say 19. When we had the coaches' clinic, that was more of a go out there and do drills and things like that. So that was our one maybe off day. But, we were like those old prison shows you used to watch where they had a calendar where you would X off each and every day because you felt like you were doing your time, so to speak. But, that was the format back then. And, I think I've said this probably 50 times since I've been doing this job, but it was steak and beans, right?
Yep.
The losers would serve the winner steak, and if when you lost that game, you sat there and had hot dogs and beans. So it was something that, you went over to the Ohio Union for the old, the winners ate steak and you're eating a hot dog. It kind of makes you want to work hard. And, we'd split the teams evenly. We would try to keep maybe the left side, left guard, left tackle together. Center, right guard, right tackle would be on the other team. But they would split the receivers up, split the quarterbacks up, split the defense up, and make it a full-blown game. Now it's more offense versus defense. It's a glorified practice. But, for this year's squad with, 51 new faces out there, they've been in Ohio Stadium, but they haven't been there when there's people there. They're hoping to get a lot of people to show up and, come out to the game so they can get a little bit of a crowd atmosphere and, feel what it's like when you're in the shoe, when you got people in the stands cheering and, go out there and play a game to get some of the experience underneath your belt. But should be a good day. I know it's always a fun day for the players, because you kind of work through phases. You go through that winter conditioning and then you get into spring ball. And now they've getting towards the end of that. And then it turns into, have a week or two off, have some exit interviews, with the coaches. And then you go out there and you start your summer conditioning, and then before you know it, you know, training camp gets started up. So it's, you know, kind of an end of a phase of what they're going through, part of the process. Good thing this year, though, there's no spring portal, right? So you don't have to worry about losing a few guys. Or, on the other hand, you can't gain, you know, add a few guys. So what we have is what we got, right? So they got to understand that these are players that are going to be here throughout the course of the year. And you want to go out there and, you know, if you're a fan, check out the game and cheer them on. Make some noise so they can kind of feel what Ohio State is going to be like when they kick off September 5th against Ball State.
Nothing against Franks and Beans, but I don't think the nutritionists at Ohio State are serving those over at the Woody these days. So.
No, there's no ho-hos there on their snack stand. So you're right. They probably wouldn't allow that anymore. Those guys are well-fed, nutritious, all the type of things that they need. So you're right, it probably wouldn't fly in today's football, but it was a big thing. Plus, they probably what we did post-game after we got out of that stadium wouldn't fly either.
You know? Sure. But
again, it was kind of a celebration of getting through spring ball.
It's Ohio State Hall of Famer, former Buckeye great Jim Lachey. Jim, we always appreciate the time. We look forward to the spring game broadcast with you and Keels on Saturday, okay?
Thanks for having me, Skip. I appreciate it. Yep.
All right, coming up, we'll talk a little baseball. Ohio State takes 2 of 3 from Penn State this past weekend to improve to 9-6 in the Big Ten. Sixth place all by themselves. We'll hear from Coach Justin Hare next as the Buckeye Roundtable show continues.
This is Buckeye Roundtable, presented by Burger King on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
Hi, this is Paul Keels. This Buckeye season, don't let a broken windshield ruin your game plan. Safelite Auto Glass makes it easy to get your windshield fixed with their mobile glass shops all over Central Ohio. They can come to you anywhere, giving Buckeye fans more time for game time. OH? Man, I love that. Schedule at safelite.com. Safelite Auto Glass is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Safelite Repair, Safelite Replace.
Hey, Buckeye fans. Are you thinking of consolidating your debt with a home equity loan? Union Home Mortgage wants you to know the average homeowner has over $200,000 of home equity available, and they can help you get access to your money quickly and easily. Go to UHM.com to get your cash estimate today. You'll score financial freedom with Union Home Mortgage, the official home lending sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Union Home Mortgage Corp is an equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 2229.
Cancer. For some, it's one of life's fiercest foes, but not at the James. While cancer hides, we hunt as a team like no other, giving patients access to the most advanced treatment options and sparking new hope. So if you just heard the words, you have cancer, you should know this. We heard them too. And there's no better team in the nation to create a cancer-free world. The James at Ohio State.
They're trained. They're prepared.
Let's do it.
They're Ohio's undefeated plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling team. And they're here to tackle your problems. For plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling, there's only one team. The Waterworks. Better care, better value, better results. Call the Waterworks at 614-232-2222. Or visit them online at thewaterworks.com. A proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
American Electric Power is a proud sponsor of Buckeyes Care.
Hi, I'm Janelle Coleman with American Electric Power. At AEP, we're proud to support our communities, powering progress and creating opportunities every day. Our partnership with Buckeyes Care reflects a shared commitment to uplifting Central Ohio through service, connection, and care. Together, we are building a brighter future for everyone we serve.
The great thing about Atlas Butler is they do it all. Heating, cooling, plumbing. Look, I'm busy with work. I don't have time to wait around or deal with lots of people. One company, one call, and they do it all. Wonder if they'll clean out my inbox. Seriously, offer that service. Please.
Atlas Butler is at your service call.
Ohio sports destination. You're listening to the Ohio State Sports Network, presented by the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center, the team physicians for Ohio State Athletics.
Welcome back, everybody, into tonight's Buckeye Roundtable, presented by Burger King, where you rule. Skip Mossick for Brandon Beam. Thanks, as always, for tuning in. Buckeye fans, power up and carbon down with AEP Energy and Eco Advantage. They're 100% renewable energy plan for your home or business. Visit aepenergy.com/OSU to get started. AEP Energy, the official electricity and natural gas sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
It's time to talk Ohio State baseball. This is Buckeye Roundtables in the Dugout with Coach Justin Hare.
Buckeyes took 2-3 from Penn State this past weekend to improve to 9-6 in conference play, sixth place all by themselves in the Big Ten. The Buckeyes wrap up a long homestand Wednesday against Marshall before hitting the road this weekend to Purdue. Earlier today, our Tyler Danberg spoke with Buckeye coach Justin Hare.
Justin, your team took 2-3 against Penn State, four straight weekend series victories, including three in Big Ten play. What changed those last two games?
I talked to you about it on the radio and pregame. I think, you know, the biggest piece was just playing a full nine innings, you know, and Friday we got out to a hot start and then we kind of went away and really didn't finish off some opportunities that we had in there, which was frustrating and put us in a position that we were fighting uphill there at the end and just didn't come through. And so again, the challenge to our guys, to our staff, to everybody in our program was just let's play a complete nine, right? Like, let's just play every out, every pitch, every whatever, and, you know, kind of see where that leads us at the end of each day. And our guys responded and did a great job of that and were able to grind out two wins to finish off the weekend.
On the mound this weekend, all three of your starting pitchers went 5-plus innings. That's now 18 times in 34 games your starter has done that. How much have you emphasized starters going deep into games this season?
I don't know if it's been, you know, necessarily a point of emphasis more than, you know, trying to make sure that we have the right guys, you know, that we have the right guys on the, you know, on the mound at the beginning of games, right? And you know, those guys have earned those opportunities and have pushed to be in those positions. And they also earn the opportunity to be able to extend deeper into games because of the way that they prepare and the way that they go about the business and the way that they grind. And so it's a balance on both sides, but it's been one that's worked out for us. And I'm really, really proud of the way that those guys prepare week in and week out.
Friday, a series opening 10-6 loss to Penn State, but then Saturday, your squad punches back with a 3-2 win. How much did fundamentally sound baseball win that ball game?
I think that, you know, when you play clean on defense and you don't create a lot of innings for the other team and you don't create a lot of opportunities for the other team, and you just play sound baseball, it could be hard to score on you, right? And we navigated a couple of jams and got out of some jams and tried to pitch around, you know, maybe some of their better guys and was able to shut down eight, you know, which the Anderson kid was, you know, a really, really nice player and kind of makes them go at the top of the lineup. So, just fundamentally staying locked in and being able to continue to play in the moment and take care of, you know, the task that's right in front of you were all pieces that allowed us to, you know, to take a 3-2 game. You don't get a ton of 3-2 games in college baseball these days. And so, being able to take advantage of that and come out on top was certainly fun.
You've talked a lot about a full nine innings from your club. Sunday, you got it, a 15-10 win and a full nine from your offense. How relentless were your hitters in your eyes?
Oh, man, they did a great job. You know, it was just inning after inning, finding ways to control their at-bats and put together good at-bats and do some different things I think that's what our offense is capable of. I think that's what our offense shows flashes of, and it's really fun when they do that, because up and down the lineup, you got quality at bats, you got dudes that, that were, you know, coming through in the clutch. You know, honestly, I you know, hey, I'll take any win we can get. I, you know, if I could have gotten one wish granted, it would have been for Miles Vandenhoevel to get a two out single with Lee Ellis on second base in the bottom of the seventh to push us over to that 16-6 mercy rule and get on out of there. But, you know, it wasn't in the cards and we had to keep going, and Penn State continued to battle and we had some guys, you know, come in and out of the bullpen and finish up and finish off that day and secure a win after a really nice offensive day for us.
Henry Kazmar had the big swing, the grand slam in the fifth inning to make it 11-3. Have you by any chance happened to go back and watch Henry's reaction to the grand slam before the ball even left the yard?
No, I haven't.
I don't think his feet touched the ground, Justin. What did you make of that swing, that at bat, and then when the ball finally did leave the yard, how much of a boost did that provide your team?
Oh, man, like, it was, yeah, I mean, you know, again, like, you're grinding, and you get a lead, and they're hanging around, and putting together good at-bats, and some different stuff, and so it's some back and forth, and two strikes there and bases loaded. And so you want to, you know, you want to cash in those runs. And we hadn't, you know, when I talked about this on Saturday, that we hadn't got that really big, you know, big knock to kind of, you know, a knockout type blow. And to have that, you know I was fired up. The guys coming around were super fired up. So I mean, it's just, again, like, you get a big swing like that, and there's a number of them throughout the weekend, but you get a big swing like that and clear the bases. It just means a tremendous amount. This is a game of momentum. As much as people may or may not understand how much momentum goes into college baseball and that holding momentum and keeping momentum and creating momentum is so important to your long-term success. Big swings like that certainly allow you to create momentum, but also keep momentum on your side, which is huge when talking about finding ways to win games and win series.
Last one for you, Justin. 5 grand slams this season now for your offense. How much do you think these guys love those spots?
I hope they love them a lot. You know, I hope they love them a lot, you know, in you know, true coaches fashion. I love when we hit grand slams, so I'm down for that. You know, I probably remember the times that we have the bases loaded and either only score one or don't score, or, you know, do something silly. And you know, that's what sticks in my crawl. But, I think our guys, you know, and I think as we've gone through the season, those guys have embrace those opportunities and gotten more comfortable with that, you know, quote unquote pressure, and perform better because of it. Right. And so hopefully as we go down here, the last 5 weeks of the regular season, hopefully they continue to be in those situations and continue to produce in those situations, because when you do, whether it's a grand slam or a double or a sac fly to score one run or whatever it is, like, it's super valuable for our team and for the momentum that we're trying to create every day.
That's Ohio State baseball head coach Justin Hare. His 19-15 Buckeyes closing a 9-game homestand Wednesday at 6 versus Marshall. Justin, thanks so much for the time and best of luck this week.
Thanks, Tyler. Go Bucks.
Got a big week ahead as Ohio State next 2 Big Ten series are on the road at Purdue this weekend, at Rutgers coming up next weekend. Well, coming up, would high school spring football ever become a thing here in Ohio? We will ask that question to Tim Streed of the Ohio High School Athletic Association next as the Buckeye Roundtable show continues.
More of Buckeye Roundtable presented by Burger King coming up on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
Hi, I'm Archie Griffin, 2-time Heisman Trophy winner. The right coverage can be a game changer, both on and off the court. That's why Encova Insurance and their local independent agents are prepared for what's next and protect what matters most to you. Whether that's your home, car, business, or family, and COVA's got your back with a policy that fits you perfectly. With local independent agents in your neighborhood and innovative insurance products that can be tailored to fit your unique needs, Encova's playbook is an easy win for your peace of mind. Basketball is full of challenging shots, and life can be too. With Encova, you don't have to do it alone. Your expert agent will guide you and provide insurance solutions so you can confidently manage your risk and count on a financially secure future. For auto, home, and business insurance, you want Encova on your team. Visit Encova.com today to find an agent near you. Encova is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Go Bucks!
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful, gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid October 7th through December 1st. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Experience Buckeye Game Day like never before. Welcome to the 1922 Club, the most exclusive space inside Ohio Stadium, where luxury meets tradition in the heart of Buckeye Nation. Enjoy upscale food and beverages and a game day atmosphere like no other. Create lasting memories with friends and mingling with other Buckeye fans and celebrate every OHIO in ultimate comfort. Become a member of the 1922 Club today. Memberships are limited. Visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com.
Buckeye fans, this is for you. Level up with the brand new AAA Buckeyes MVP membership. You'll receive all the benefits of AAA, such as 24/7 roadside assistance, plus chances to win tickets to Ohio State sporting events, access to exclusive MVP experiences, along with 10% off select gear at the Ohio State Team Shop. Already a AAA member? Add the Buckeyes MVP membership for free. Head to AAA.com/Buckeyes to upgrade or join the squad and put your fandom in drive.
AgPro has been family-owned and operated for over 64 years. We take pride in developing long-lasting relationships and offering first-class customer service. Need a new tractor, parts for your used equipment, or reliable service? AgPro has you covered. AgPro is here to serve you and your operation as your hometown dealer. Visit us today at any of our AgPro locations or go online to agproco.com to get started with your AgPro experience.
Your Ohio State flagship station, The Fan. This is the Ohio State Sports Network, presented by the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center, the team physicians for Ohio State athletics.
Welcome back, everybody, into tonight's Buckeye Roundtable show, presented by Burger King, where you rule. Skip Mossick in for Brandon Beam this week. Buckeye fans, take your game day like this Saturday to the next level with help from your neighborhood Giant Eagles. Stock up on your favorites from brands like Pringles, Cheez-It, and Coca-Cola, or choose from their delicious catering options. Giant Eagle is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Joined now by Tim Streed, Director of Information Services with the OHSAA. And Tim, with Ohio State wrapping up spring football this week, the topic of high school spring football here in Ohio generally gets asked about. I know there's been some discussion over the years. What's permitted now, and is this something that's, I guess, still being discussed somewhat amongst your member schools?
Hey, Skip, great to be with you. And yes, spring football certainly is an important part of Ohio State athletics and obviously getting ready for their season. And it is a topic of conversation at the high school level. It seems like it always has been, and it probably always will be. There are more things that high school football players can do now in the spring than they ever could before, so that's the good news. I really don't know if full spring practice with pads, with hitting, I don't know if that will be on the front burner anytime soon, but certainly it is discussed, and we can see both sides of that conversation. But things like 7-on-7 are now permitted. Of course, that's not in pads. Agility workouts, conditioning, all those things are permitted. And we've also started the summer period where coaching is permitted, that summer period now starts on May 15th. That used to start later in the summer. So certainly more opportunities now for high school football players to work out in the spring than ever before.
Tim, is it more maybe limiting the wear and tear on the body or potential injury or the potential, you know, negative impact on participation in other spring sports?
Yeah, it's the main focus of why we don't have such a big organized spring football program is because of the other sports. We, especially at our medium and small high schools, we want student athletes playing other sports. We all know the popularity of football, and deservedly so. And I think there would be a number of student athletes that would not play their spring sport at their school if they could do a full spring football season. And so really, the majority of that rule is put in place to protect the spring sports. The majority of our member schools feel that way too. I always say this, if you've heard me say this before, for every person who is an advocate for spring football, I can find you a couple who are not. So, certainly it's popular. People like to talk about it, but the majority of our member schools and our coaches agree with not having a full spring football season.
We're chatting with Tim Street of the Ohio High School Athletic Association. Tim, we know other states do have spring football, but there's a way that they can still do it without impacting the participation in other spring sports. I mean, tell us the advantages they have, mostly due to the weather.
Yeah, there are some states that have spring football. My understanding is that it is common in the South. And I know in a couple of states, I believe Alabama is one, and Florida is one too, I believe, that they start, because they can, they start their spring sports in February, and because they can. Obviously, the weather down there is such that you can start playing regular season baseball, softball, lacrosse, and track games in February, and then some of those state tournaments conclude in early May, and then they have spring football. And so that's quite a different setup than we have here in Ohio. So, but yeah, there are some states that do have spring football. Another factor I know some states had spring football then started limiting how much practice was permitted because of the contact and the hitting and the knowledge we have now of the accumulative effect of hitting. And so I think that's a factor too, but I think overall it's protecting spring sports and wanting kids to play multiple sports.
Well, Tim, you mentioned the upcoming 7-on-7 drills and whatnot that are allowed here in the springtime. How much of those drills, I guess, are being accepted just as a compromise to everything?
Yes, it has. That's been huge. And, we, looking back on it, we could have done that, maybe should have done that a few years prior to that, because, previously that was blocked. A student athlete could not do that until the summer. And that is really an opportunity for a limited number of student athletes to go out and participate in that. And there's nothing wrong with that. And it's not contact. It's a way to really improve those specialty skills. And so that has really helped and honestly, some of our higher profile student athletes that can now go do that on a national level. That has really helped. That's been a welcome transition for not only them, but some of our schools have embraced that too. So we're happy to see that.
Well, Tim, speaking of specialty, we often hear about, some parents and even the students, wanting to focus only on one sport year round. I mean, how much of an initiative do you guys take as far as encouraging kids to play multiple sports? We see some kids, heck, they burn out by the time they're, midway through their high school careers.
Yeah, Skip, I think that's a good point. I think it's not only burnout, but it's also injury. What we've seen is that when student athletes only focus on one thing, not all of them, but a number of them are susceptible to injury because that is the only sport they are playing. We've seen that over the years in some sports, obviously. Gymnastics is one that comes to mind first, but certainly volleyball is now. There are a number of volleyball players that do that year-round now. We're seeing more injuries in that. So certainly burnout is a factor in that, but also just more susceptible to injury. If you play multiple sports, You also do just off-season conditioning for all sports. That's really going to help rather than specializing.
Well, Tim, spring sports are in full swing right now. Are we continuing to see an increase in the popularity of lacrosse since you added the sport a number of years ago?
It has. Yeah, lacrosse has been we took on lacrosse, it's going back about 8 or 9 years now. Mm-hmm. And it has continued to grow. We're really happy to see that. And I'll tell you, a sport that's growing right now really fast as well is girls flag football.
Yep.
We're really excited to partner with that and see that sport grow. And, in fact, we'll make an announcement later this week that, May 16th will be the girls flag football state tournament in Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium in Canton.
Well, Tim, a common question we get from time to time is in regards to a couple of boys and girls sports being in different seasons on the calendar, you know, like tennis and volleyball. Let everybody know why that is.
Yeah, those two sports for sure. Tennis, we play the girls in the fall and the boys in the spring primarily because of courts. If we had both playing at the same time, most schools would not have enough tennis courts to accommodate that. Coaches as well. There's a lot of schools that have the same coach for the boys and the girls. And then volleyball, we have girls in the fall, and we have boys in the spring. Gym time is available in the spring. There's no other spring sports that play in the gym, so boys volleyball has that to themselves. Some coaches overlap, but I tell you what overlaps a lot are the officials.
Yeah.
The officials officiate the girls in the fall, and then they're available for the boys in the spring.
Well, Tim, last thing for you. We always like to ask about venues. Championships for spring sports are about a month away. We know football and how that's a multi-year commitment, but you know, are the spring sports venues multi-year agreements like football, or are they annual?
Well, some of them are annual. We're in an annual right now with Wittenberg University to host boys volleyball. That's at the end of May. We're in a multi-year with the Lindner Tennis Center down in Mason for girls and boys tennis. I'm excited to be back at that pro tennis facility. And then we now do have a multi-year with Ohio State for the track and field state tournament. We're in Akron and Canton for baseball, Akron for softball. Those are both multi-year deals. And so we're really looking for that. And we have a great relationship with Akron for softball. Those are both multi-year deals. And so we're really looking for that. And we have a great relationship with historic Crew Stadium. Yep. They host several of our state tournaments. We'll be there for lacrosse as well.
Tim Streed, Director of Information Services with the Ohio High School Athletic Association. Tim, thanks for hopping on and filling people in on what's permitted and what's not permitted in regards to spring football at the high school level here in the state of Ohio. Thank you, Tim.
Anytime, Skip.
And Reimer, obviously you played at the high school level. You were kind of right there as far as spring football. You always wondered how they were able to get it done in other states, and weather is the obvious one. I mean, they're playing baseball in January and February, where we're still freezing our you-know-whats off up until, heck, even now.
Yeah, I remember playing baseball games wearing, like, turtlenecks and wearing the pants all the way down instead of bringing up with the socks or anything and just bundling up hoodies under it, too, everything.
Cold and wet, that is springtime here.
Yes.
All across the Buckeye State. All right, coming up, another busy weekend in Ohio State athletics. We'll spotlight around the block O as the Buckeye Roundtable show continues.
You're listening to Buckeye Roundtable, presented by Burger King, on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
AEP Energy wants to know if you're ready to say goodbye to higher rates and hello to savings. Get your energy costs under control by locking in a fixed rate for your electricity supply. You'll lower your bills and get price protection from rising rates. Take control and lock in a low fixed rate. Visit aepenergy.com/OSU to get started. AEP Energy, the official electricity and natural gas sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. AEP Energy is a competitive retail electrical and natural gas service provider and affiliate of Ohio Power Company, AEP Ohio. AEP Energy is not soliciting on behalf of and is not an agent of AEP Ohio.
Now, the officials have been talking for quite some time.
All righty, let's see what they have to say.
Upon further review, there is no penalty on the play. However, we have conferred and discovered that Bob, the line judge, has saved a boatload for his kids' college using Ohio's 529 plan. It is tax-free, accepted nationwide. Bob recommends we all go to collegeadvantage.com. First down.
Well, that's not entirely unexpected.
Classic Bob.
Hey, Ohio State fans. Next time that snack craving hits, Burger King has you covered with the O-Fry-O bundle. You get a medium fry, 8-piece chicken fries, 8-piece mozzarella fries, and an 8-piece chicken nuggets, all for just $10. It's perfect snack fuel for one, wherever and whenever you're cheering on the Scarlet and Gray. At BK, have it your way. You rule. Limited time only at participating Ohio area restaurants. BK is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Tax extra.
Window Nation customers have been singing our praises for years. With fast, local service and an industry-leading 96% customer satisfaction rating, it's no wonder.
I researched window companies for the last year to see what the average prices were and the quality of work. Window Nation nailed both.
Right now, get four windows free with every four you buy. Plus, no interest for 2 years. Hurry, this offer ends soon. Schedule a free estimate now. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. That's 866-90-NATION.
Abbott and the Big Ten. 18 schools. One blood drive competition with a life-saving purpose. We give blood. This season, your one donation helped save up to 3 lives. And together, we saved over 200,000. But the need for blood never stops. So keep your sleeves rolled up. Keep giving blood. Keep saving lives. Visit big10.org/Abbott to donate.
Enjoy more ways to save at Kroger, like low prices in every aisle. And when you download the Kroger app, you can clip and save more with digital coupons every week. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. At Kroger, you can enjoy more ways to save and more rewards every time you shop. So it's always easy to save big every day with savings and rewards. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Fuel restrictions apply. See site for details.
Nobody has more all-wheel drive or electrified hybrid choices than Toyota. Like the all-new, all-hybrid Toyota RAV4. Now through May 4th, get 4.99 APR financing on a new 26 RAV4. Or lease a well-equipped RAV4 LE for just $299 a month for 36 months with $39.99 due at signing. With approved credit through TFS, tax, title, and license extra. Call 1-888-36-TOYOTA for details or go to toyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Listening to the Ohio State Sports Network, presented by the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center, the team physicians for Ohio State Athletics.
Welcome back, everybody, into tonight's Buckeye Roundtable Show. We are presented by Burger King, where you rule. Skip Mossick in for Brandon Beam this week. Buckeye Roundtable is brought to you in part by Anduril. Transforming defense capabilities with advanced technologies. Anduril, an official sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Time now for Buckeye Roundtables Around the Block O.
Oh, we have some stuff for you this week. Busy weekend, as always, for Ohio State Athletics, and some news actually tonight that we'll fill you in on here in just a moment as well. We'll start with tennis. The number two Ohio State tennis team, men's team, swept Washington and Toledo. They sit tied atop the Big Ten standings. Buckeyes beat Washington 4-0 and Toledo 7-0 yesterday, placing Ohio State atop the Big Ten regular season standings. They're tied with Michigan State at 11-1. The wins marked Ohio State's 12th and 13th sweeps of the season at home. Ohio State 16-1 now at home. They've outscored opponents 21-0 on Friday and Saturday. Buckeyes on a current 11-game winning streak. Alex Okonwo, and he led the Buckeyes with 3 total wins on the day, extended his win streak to 5 in singles, and Preston Stearns also added 2 singles wins on the day. So congratulations again. Continued success to the Ohio State men's tennis team. Women's tennis team as well. Big game, big set yesterday. They beat Indiana 4-0. Softball. Ohio State avoided a sweep up in Ann Arbor. They beat Michigan yesterday 13-2. So good for them. Men's golf. We told you about this last week. Ohio State hosted their annual Kepler Invitational at Columbus Country Club. Man, oh man, Ohio State wound up finishing second, but Minnesota ran away with this 31 under par for the three rounds at Columbus Country Club. That's not, you've played out there, have you not?
Yes, I have.
You know, it's not easy.
That's really crazy.
We got to talk to Ryan Cole, see if they had everything in the center of the greens or whatever out there, the head pro out there. But my goodness, 31 under par for Minnesota. Ohio State in second place at minus 22, but scoring was unbelievable. Out there at Columbus Country Club.
Who was in second?
Ohio State was in second.
Ohio State was in second.
At minus 22.
Okay.
But Minnesota wins by nine. That's unreal.
That's still a crazy number for Ohio State at Columbus Country Club.
Yeah. Gidris Makalis was the low Buckeye at minus seven for the 3 days. Jack Voitko, minus six. Vaughn Harbor and Tyler Sabo both at minus five. Buckeyes are at the Hoosier Collegiate this weekend in Bloomington. On the women's side, the Buckeyes will host the Therese Hessian Buckeye Invitational Friday and Saturday at the OSU Scarlet. Good chance to check out some good female collegiate golfers out there at the Ohio State Scarlet course. Track and field, Ohio State, they wrapped up competition at the South Florida Invitational and Hurricane Alumni Invitational on Saturday. Olivia Powell ran a 13.3 in the 100-meter hurdles in the finals to claim third place at the Miami meet. Sapalucci and Nascosi finished fourth in the decathlon after a high jump of 1.95 meters. That's not right. 6.4. that's me doing a high jump. I can high jump that. That's not very good. No, that number's wrong.
That's an impressive number.
6.4. Yeah, 7.5 was the total on there. Lacrosse, number 14, Ohio State down. Number 10, John Hopkins to win their second Big Ten win on Saturday. 7-6 was the final. Let's see. Buckeyes improved to 9-3 on the season, 2-2 in the Big Ten. Jake Strzok and Jackson Walsh tallied 3 points on the day. Both scored twice for their fourth multi-goal games of the season. Women's lacrosse beat USC yesterday 11-10. All right, as mentioned, news tonight, the Big Ten announced the school's Medals of Honor winners. And, Jacob, that goes to student-athletes, embodies the values of student-athletes. Now, the men's winner, I know somebody the fans are going to be very familiar with.
Yes, that would be Ohio State four-year captain point guard Bruce Thornton.
So congratulations to Bruce. And on the women's side, Lena Henschel from the women's swim and dive team won the women's Big Ten Medal of Honor for Ohio State. So it's neat. They've done that for many, many years, and it really recognizes those who do well in the classroom.
Yeah.
Just like you used to do back in the day.
I like to think that I was.
Back to golf here a little bit. Minus 31 for Minnesota at Columbus Country Club. But my goodness, all eyes yesterday were, as far as the golf world, were on Augusta, Georgia. Just your thoughts on the Masters real quick. I know you're a big golf nut.
Yeah, I felt like going into the second nine, as I like to call it at Augusta National.
They like you to call it that too.
That it was going to be pure chaos. It still ended up creating a little bit of drama towards the end, especially what Rory and Cam tried to do then on the 18th. Mm-hmm. But the two birdies from Rory on 12 and 13 really ended up being the difference, especially after Scotty made a big birdie mm-hmm. on 15 to get, I think, within one, and then Rory made the one on 13, which ended up really being really big.
I thought Justin Rose was going to be...
I'm sad for him.
It was his, and it was right there, and boy, miscues at 11 and 12, and just never really to recover after that.
Well, they have it on right here, and I'm checking a replay, and I forgot that Cam Young had a two-shot lead early in the round as well. And so, like, Cam Young had it at one point. Justin Rose was in the driver's seat at one point. And then all of a sudden, it flipped to Rory. And once it got to Amen Corner, he locked it up then.
I was telling you earlier, it was so riveting for a long time. And all of a sudden, It was like, well, we're right back to where we were Saturday morning. Nothing's changed. And Rory gets the victory. And did feel bad for our friends at CBS. I mean, it was that 18th coverage was not...
Oh, my.
They don't have cameras over there. He's so far right. That was like me playing out at your local muni, just straight away to the right. Reimer, thanks for putting up with me the last month or so with Beam being out, okay?
It's been fun.
Buckeye Roundtable, presented by Burger King, has been brought to you statewide by Encova Insurance, the American Dairy Association Mideast, Window Nation, and by your Central Ohio Toyota dealers. For our producer tonight, Jacob Reimer, I'm Skip Mossick. As always, thank you for listening. This is the Ohio State Sports Network, presented by the Ohio State Wexner Medical Center, the team physicians for Ohio State Athletics.
Hey there, friends. Bo Bishop here. You've heard me talk about High Banks award-winning whiskey, but did you know they also make the best vodka in the world? That's High Bank Distillery Co., and they're more than just incredible spirits. With three amazing locations around Central Ohio, High Bank serves up scratch-made food, handcrafted cocktails, and a vibe that keeps people coming back time and time again. Whether it's date night, game day, brunch with friends, or dinner with family, High Bank delivers every single time. Learn more at highbankco.com. Dine, drink, distill. At High Bank.